On Wednesday, December 16th, the first relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal featured an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, conducted by Miss Louise Kings. Originally established in the 1970s, the bi-monthly magazine offers canine caregivers, as well as dog lovers everywhere, information on the most up-to-date products, recipes and activities, as well as expert interviews. It also supports the work of organisations that assist homeless dogs and other dogs in need. The interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai covered a broad range of topics, including the many health benefits of the vegan diet for both humans and our animal friends, the damaging effects of animal-based pet food, and the link between current pandemics and the livestock industry. We now invite you to listen to this enlightening interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featured in a special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal on December 16th, 2009.
Supreme Master, another question I wanted to ask is it true that there are links between industrial farming of animals and global warming? And what are the actual effects of climate change?
Yes, absolutely, Louis. The link from the livestock industry to global warming has been clearly established. In fact, earlier this year, the Irish government even considered creating a cow tax in order to meet the European Union's new strict climate goals. Ireland's Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has stated in a report that the agricultural sector is the largest producer of greenhouse gases in the country, with livestock production accounting for 93% of Ireland's agriculture sector. Louis. Livestock production in your country, accounting for 93% of Ireland's agriculture sector. It is crucial that the animal raising sector is addressed to stop global warming. The world's scientists fear that if we pass certain tipping points, the next stages of climate change would not only be fast, but irreversible and catastrophic, Louis. So, there are already signs of this dangerous time approaching through observations of lakes and elsewhere bubbling with methane gas that used to be stored safely below a frozen layer of the earth. No one knows when the day might be that enormous amounts are uncontrollably released, causing a sudden spike in temperature that could then catalyze runaway warming. That would be catastrophic for us, Louis. Our devastating effects of climate change have already been occurring. The heat-reflecting Arctic ice is on its way to completely vanishing in a very near summer. Rising sea levels and dozens of submerged or threatened islands, oceanic regions that are lifeless with dead zones or becoming too acidic to be livable due to excessive level of CO2, more frequent deadly wildfire, entire wildlife species going extinct 100 times faster than normal, more intense and destructive storms, disease-carrying mosquitoes spread by warming regions, disappearance of the world's glaciers, drying or disappear lakes and rivers by the tens of thousands and spreading of deserts. And as a consequence of these environmental impacts, 2 billion people are facing water shortage and 20 million people are in desperate state like refugees, except with no official protection. Very sad things. All these situations are getting worse and worse and won't stop until we really change the way we live our life. So, what's to be done? The solution is quite easy. Simply stop eating meat. Simply stop eating meat. That is the best solution. This is imperative now because of the perilous state of our planet and our limited time. Stopping meat production will lower greenhouse gas emissions in the fastest possible way and halt the unspeakable environmental damages. ranging from climate change to land and water misuse, pollution, loss of wildlife, and threats to human health. Each new scientific study finds that livestock production, this killing of animals for meat, bears increasingly more responsibility for the climate change crisis of our planet. In fact, the most recent calculations have concluded that livestock emits at least 51% of the greenhouse gases responsible for global warming. And soon after this new report, researchers from NASA just announced that methane, the potent greenhouse gas whose largest human-created source is the livestock industry, traps 100 times more heat than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. This is an astonishing increased update from the previous number of 72 times. Until now, most studies used the fact that methane is 23 times more heat-trapping than CO2 over 100 years, which gives a less accurate picture about methane in its actual lifespan. Therefore, the powerful methane is actually a greater cause of the warming than previously estimated. The good news is that methane dissipates from the atmosphere in approximately 12 years, whereas it takes carbon dioxide thousands of years to disappear. So, if we want to make a rapid, effective difference now, we must stop the methane generation at its largest original source, that is the livestock industry. The livestock industry is also the top source of another major greenhouse gas, nitrous oxide. 65% of all human-made nitrous oxide is found in the manure and fertilizer for feed crops, which traps a hugely damaging 289 times more heat over a 20-year period. Next, the livestock sector is the single largest human use of land and the top driving force behind rainforest destruction. In the Amazon alone, over 90% of the deforested land since 1970 was for livestock. Trees are vital to help absorb greenhouse gases, but trees, when they are burned, also release rather than absorb greenhouse gases, thus making the problem worse. Forest burning for making pasture is also a major source of black carbon, which are soot particles capable of trapping 2,000 times more heat than CO2. Oh God, believe this. The super hot particles end up on the world's ice caps and accelerate their melting. The livestock industry causes a large part of the world's soil erosion. It is a leading driver of desertification, biodiversity loss, and water waste and water pollution. Despite water becoming scarcer each day due to global warming. Moreover, the livestock sector inefficiently drains our fossil fuel and food grain resources. In short, we throw away 12 times more grain, at least 10 times more water, and 8 times more fossil fuel energy to produce a portion of beef compared to a nutritional similar or even greater amount of vegan food. By the way, fishing is also horrendously wasteful and murderous. A major study predicts that all fished animals will be 90% gone by 2050 due to overfishing and overwasting by catch. I mean those fish and other marine lives that they don't eat, but while catching all the fish, they kill them as well by the billions. Moreover, it is such an alarming picture when we think about the billions of animals killed each year for so-called food. 55 billion, which is not even counting fish and other species. That is 8 times more innocent beings murdered each year than there are people on the earth. How can our planet and our conscience support such unsustainable, damaging, and criminal practice? And all for a piece of dead flesh every day, which we now know isn't even healthy and in fact kills us. I pray that our world's leaders will take swift actions to ban the destructive meat production and instead use subsidies for organic vegan farming, which helps absorb emissions. Then we can have an immediate effect on climate change and have more time to develop and perfect our green technology to address CO2. I call upon the media to help as well, and thank you and the Irish Dog Journal for their part. And most important, individuals must turn to the planet saving organic vegan lifestyle, because the dangers are mounting and time is urgent. If every one of us would only switch now, we will ensure a future for our children and generations to come. I hope I have made it clear, but if you would like more details, please visit our website at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Supreme Master, here in Ireland, we know we are very concerned about our beautiful world and sincerely strive to do our bit to conserve it and indeed to preserve, you know, the planet. But what do you feel are the best ways that we can go about doing this on an individual basis?
It's like everywhere, Louis. But first of all, you know, I commend Ireland for her leadership in improving our world. As the first country in Europe to implement a smoking ban in workplace. And the Irish government is working hard to promote organic farming. Yeah? Bravo. A lot of work must be done still to have a beautiful and healthy planet. We have to stop the planetary climate change. Stop depleting our water supplies. Stop deforestation, desertification, ocean pollution, river pollution, species extinction, etc., etc. But all these can be accomplished to a vast degree and very quickly by individuals changing to an organic vegan diet. Yes. And the leading voice in global warming, like the former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Mr. Al Gore, and UK climate expert and economist Lord Nicola Stern, have also made statements that being vegetarian for the environment is important. As an individual, by choosing the organic vegan diet, we will save 1.5 tons of carbon emission per year, which is more than the savings from driving a hybrid car for the whole year. We will save 5 to 10 times the amount of grains, and by not eating just 1 pound of beef, we save more water than by not showering daily for 6 months to a whole year. Imagine? Yes. So, as a whole, we can shift our food system to organic. Not to organic animal system. My God, they use organic for everything. We have to switch to organic vegan diet, because the organic animal system could even cause more emissions than the conventional way. For example, the Rodale Institute has found that 40% of the CO2 in the air can be absorbed if all the tillable land on the planet were organic vegan. So, in fact, one study calculated that the organic vegan diet saves 94%, Louis, of the greenhouse gas emissions per person per year. That's all we have to do, switch to organic vegan. 94% is saved per person, and the little 6% natural can eat it up in no time. Because natural are also made to protect us, no? But we just overload nature. Moreover, if all the people in the world are veg, it would preserve the lives of over 1 billion fellow human beings suffering hunger. There would be no more climate refugees, Louis. The earth would heal itself, and there would be more than enough for all the children to grow in health and safety. I'm sure that this day will come, Louis, very soon, as humankind joins hands to make it happen, just like we do now. Please have hope, Louis, and pray.
I do.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adalila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Supreme Master, what about the swine flu? Do you think that there are links to our dietary choices?
You mean the pandemic and stuff?
The pandemic, yeah.
Yeah, yes, there is, Louis. We know from scientific data that the swine flu, for example, or the H1N1 virus was originally transferred from pigs to humans. And according to the World Health Organization, viruses like the swine flu and even the deadly avian flu are transmitted most readily in environments where people have close contact with infected animals. This includes factory farm and slaughterhouse workers, as well as people preparing contaminated meat. The earliest cases of current pandemic have been traced to a small town in Mexico near a factory farm for pigs that slaughters up to 1 million animals each year. Since the initial discovery, the virus has not only tragically spread among humans worldwide, it has also been detected in other pig herds, as well as birds in Chile. And U.S. officials reported the finding of swine flu in a cat even. In a cat! So the danger of these mutations going back and forth between animals and humans is that they can change to become more deadly. Avian or bird flu is another virus that has spread to humans from contact with poultry. This virus is fatal more than 50% of the time. So let's say if 100 people caught it, more than 50 people would die. If the avian flu virus combines with swine flu, can you imagine the lethal result? Such a fatal pandemic did sweep across the world in 1918, as you know it, which killed 100 million people. And in July this year, the World Health Organization warned that the current pandemic is now so widespread, it is unstoppable. Worldwide, the official tally of deaths is as many as 12,700. In fact, it is reported that the numbers is much higher, you know, but and still climbing daily. The conditions for transmitting such diseases as bird or swine flu are so appalling, it is difficult to describe. In countless livestock situations, the animals are kept so confined that they can barely move, much less sleep. Moreover, they are typically forced to stand in their own filth. Such highly stressful and filthy environments often lead to illnesses, so it is really no surprise that such viruses and bacteria arise and are present in the animals, sent to be murdered so their flesh can go on to the humans' tables. And this is not all, Louis. Not just swine flu, but nearly every infectious disease that affects us today originates from animals being consumed by humans for meat. Even the illness commonly known as chickenpox, first came from milking cows, believe it or not. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yes, nobody knew, me neither. The more research we do, the more, you know, terrifying surprise we get. So when we say livestock, meat, it means all animal products, cows, pigs, chickens, fish, milk, eggs, cheese, etc. Let's look at just a few of the livestock-related illnesses besides swine flu that affect humans. Number 1. Avian flu. Currently, Southeast Asia and some Middle Eastern countries like Egypt have had the biggest occurrences of bird flu, which almost always infects livestock workers or people who have eaten the meat of diseased birds. This virus has cost millions of birds' lives as well, which are killed in an attempt to contain outbreaks. And because of its genetic structure, avian flu can be transmitted from different animals with at least 10 mutations that have been seen so far. Most recently, this virus has been noted to pass from horses to dogs. Wow! It's never end, Louis. A widespread danger to humans thus still exists. Can you imagine if you are with dogs and the dogs get it? And you get it. Number 2. Human mad cow disease. Mad cow disease originally spread when the meat of diseased cows was fed to cattle because it was cheaper than feeding them soy. So the illness is transmitted to humans who consume the diseased cow's meat. With the saddest thing being that it's always fatal. Anyone who caught this mad cow disease, there will be no chance to live. Number 3, MRSA, multi-drug resistant Streptococcus aureus, or MRSA, is a dangerous bacterial infection that does not respond to antibiotic treatment. It's also called a superbug. Superbugs infect humans because of the excessive antibiotics given to livestock animals to artificially stimulate their growth. It is estimated that at least 70% of the antibiotics in the US go to livestock. Can you believe this, Louis? 70% of all the antibiotics go to the livestock. What are we eating? We're eating antibiotic. And you know how harmful it is to our health, eh?
It's quite shocking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Wow, the more we do research, the more I'm also appalled, you know, at what humans doing to themselves. Not to talk about being cruel to the animals. We are being cruel to ourselves by just eating meat. We're just eating all kind of harmful substance, poisonous stuff. And pay for it. Pay for suffering. Pay for poison. And in just one instant of this disease, 5,000 people in the U.S. became seriously ill after eating chicken contaminated with antibiotic-resistant Campylobacter. They were sickened by the same medicine that was given to the poultry to supposedly keep them well. Do you see that? Ironic, huh? It is estimated that there are more deaths per year in the U.S. from MRSA than from AIDS. Everybody cry fool about AIDS, yeah? But it's not a bigger killer than MRSA, which comes from animal consumption. Number 4, foodborne bacterial infections, commonly known as food poisoning. Some of the most prevalent are E. coli, Salmonella, and Campylobacter. All of these bacteria originate from animal waste that contaminates the meat and in their most severe form can result in death. A report from Ireland's Food Safety Authority in 2002 even stated that livestock are the most important reservoir for most E. coli, or 157H7, with both dairy and beef cattle being the principal source. It went on to note that the contamination came from the transfer of fecal material into milk, Louis, milk, yes, and then onto vegetables, or onto the slaughter animals themselves. A previous report also noted that there had been a sharp increase in the disease and reminded that outbreaks in other parts of the world should be a word of warning to the Irish public as well. So we can see that your own government very intelligently and consistently has cautioned of the meat and dairy-related risk of disease. And this is the connection to the dietary choice that was originally asked in your question. Yeah. If we did not kill animals for meat, there would be no breeding ground for such fatal diseases. So we can see this as an opportunity to extend our love to our fellow humankind and all animals. Yes, why limit our care just to dogs and cats? We should call for these meat-producing operations to be shut down immediately.
The chain has to break. Yeah.
Yeah. If we spare the animals, we can spare our animal companions and our family members as well. Yes. All it takes is a different choice of what to put on our plate. So please, everyone, again, forego the disease-ridden animal products and join instead in adopting the life-saving, healthy, compassionate, life-giving vegan diet. Everyone will be much healthier and happier for it, and the animals will rejoice with you and bless you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Okay, well, we'll move on to something a little bit different. Many of us have animal companions and are aware that animals have their own individual personalities and ways of thinking, just as humans do.
Right.
Supreme Master, could you please tell us more about the level of sentience and intelligence of animals?
Yeah, sure, Louis. Many of us already know and have been amazed by the intelligence of our animal companion dogs and cats. What may surprise us, however, is that the very animals people eat are just as smart, or in some cases even smarter. Same with their sentience or their emotions. They are in fact as emotional and feeling as humans are, sometimes even more so. They have personalities as documented in fish and chicken even. Cows are compared to dogs in intelligence. Two signs of cows' advanced mental abilities are their understanding of cause and effect relationship and their capacity to benefit from social learning. For example, if just one cow in a herd is shocked by an electric fence, the entire herd will learn and know how to avoid that fence automatically. We hear about the pigs who know their names, play video games, and adjust the air conditioner on and off to be comfortable. We heard about the chicken that solves math problems, or the sheep who can recognize photos of the faces of 50 fellow sheep. I couldn't. I don't think I could recognize the face of 50 fellow sheep or 50 fellow people. I'm by the photos for a long, long time, Louis, yes? And there are hundreds of studies about the intelligence of fish. They can use tools and have memory over time of at least many months. The intuitive or telepathic ability of animals is also often highly developed, more than many of us.
Yeah, I think some of the animals are actually clairsentient, where they pick up on our emotions. I know since I was a kid, all different animals, not just cats or dogs. If I was upset, yeah, or if I was whatever, I'd turn around and there'd be some animal there. And it's like they knew, do you know what I mean? They,
yes,
were there to cheer you up or there to get you to focus on something else.
Right, right.
I totally agree.
They do, yeah, that. Yes, yeah, they do that, yeah. But animals are more than just wonderfully intelligent, Louis. They are selfless, loving and devoted friends as well as parents and spouses. So if a goose is sick, for example, or shot down from a V formation, several others will drop down and stay behind to tend to him. We have heard that elephants mourn the loss of their loved ones, but so do cows and pigs. There are countless touching stories of how these animals lay down their own lives to rescue others, even those of other species, including humans. For example, a Philippine man whose boat was overturned at sea was helped by about 30 dolphins who came to his aid, helping him through rough waters to the shore, while two 10-meter-long whales guarded him on either side. In another story, Lulu, the pot-belly pig, saw her caregiver's mother having a heart attack and immediately ran out and lay in the middle of the busy street until finally she could get someone's attention to follow her to the house and provide help. Yeah, for her caregiver's mother. Imagine that. Who teach her that? No one can. So regarding their sentience, there are many touching and incredible stories. I'm sure you know many of them. We have heard of reports about cows who bravely escape from slaughter and run away. These incidents of individual cows make headlines in the news, and people are touched and cheer for them when they are brought to a sanctuary to live the rest of their lives. In another story, a mother sheep was about to be killed at a restaurant in China. She was with her son, a small lamb, and she was licking the tears from his face because he knows she's going to be killed. The waiter picked up the lamb and was shocked to find that he had been hiding the butcher's knife underneath himself to save his mother's life. hoping. Oh, I cry all the time, Louis, over this kind of story. I can cry forever when thinking of these beautiful animals, and I don't know how we eat them. I don't know how anybody can kill such beautiful, loving beings. When the restaurant owner heard what happened, you know, he was so moved that he spared the life of mother and child and quit his business. We don't even have to be telepathic to know how intelligent, sentient and living our animal friends are. We just need to take time to find out a little more about them or interact with these beautiful souls for even a short while. And then we would be even more humble and respectful because, frankly, many of them, including the cow, sheep, pigs, dolphins, and chickens mentioned above, have even more developed, noble and loving qualities than many of us humans.
Well, that's amazing to hear, Supreme Master. In that case, are there other animals who, like our beloved dogs, make good companions for ourselves and our families?
Sure, Louis. There are many good companions for people. For example, many people also love having pigs, goats, sheep, and even geese or chickens as family members. Pigs are highly intelligent, affectionate, and playful. They love being close to human, learn to do many things, and are very clean. One famous pig companion was Max, a 300-pound potbelly pig who lived with the Hollywood actor George Clooney. Birds are very intelligent and sensitive and extremely loyal. Singing and dancing, they can make you laugh and smile to no end. Some people adopt horses, guinea pigs, fish, and even so-called farm animals like cows, turkeys, and chickens as well. People who have companion chickens say that each one is full of unique personality. They are friendly, faithful, and with love and tenderness, can learn to do many things. Families who keep a cow or ox cherish them as family members. There is an ox in China who even saved the life of his family's young daughter. He stopped her from falling into a well by pushing himself almost into the well. No matter what species, even those that people tend to look down upon as just food animals, if you give them love and respect, they will love and protect and help you in so many ways, both visibly and invisibly. But first, before adopting, we should research everything about the animal species or breed we are interested in. We make sure we can care for them properly, so that both the animal companion and you will be happy. Because different animals have different energy levels, maintenance levels, or special diets to be healthy. Also, some are more social than others, while others need quieter homes or more undivided attention from their caregivers. We should find the animal type that may be suitable for your lifestyle or home environment. So please do consider all these physical and emotional commitments. It is very important to be prepared to be their companions as well for the entire lifetime, because they do see you as their trusted family member. You will have from them unconditional love as well as support, comfort, inspiration, and much, much more. Have fun and happiness with your animal companion, whichever species that comes your way, or whichever you choose to be your loving extended family member.
We appreciate your planet-loving presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of the interview with Supreme Master Qinghai. featured in the special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal on December 16th, 2009. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is coming up next after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you everlasting peace and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.